أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ولا تطغوا فيه فيحل عليكم غضبي ومن يحلل عليه غضبي فقد هوى صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته برادرز So alhamdulillah, we have got another Friday to perform Salatul Jum'ah and to remind ourselves some of the teachings of Quran and Hadith and Sunnah and life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how we can implement those things in our lives. So the ayah which I recited, the translation of this ayah is Eat of the good things we have provided for your sustenance, but commit no excesses therein, lest my wrath should justly descend on you. And those whom descends my wrath do perish indeed. So the topic of today's khutbah is an Islamic guide to maintain good health. Definitely, when the new year starts, so many people make some resolutions. And one of the most common resolution is health and exercise and join gym, reduce weight and become in a good shape. That's very common. Commonly, everybody do that. Today's topic is like how it is actually mentioned Islamically and from Prophet's life and how Quran talk about eating habits and what to eat, what not to eat. So that's actually what I try to do. Anything which is very common in our worldly life, I usually try to relate with our Quran and Sunnah. So that's actually last month when I got my turn, we did Islamic guide of social media. So you can check that, the handout might be here. So we have seen all the teachings from Quran and Hadith about social media, how to use it and what we should not do on social media and how we interact with people. So today, about good health, inshallah. So Quran itself is health and, is shifa actually. So Quran itself is healing. So what Quran says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And we reveal the Quran, that which is a healing and a mercy to the believers. So Quran itself and life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the way of life, how we live a healthy life. So now we will start the importance of health in our lives. So health is the very basic fundamental, part of our lives. We cannot do anything, any worldly activities, any religious activities, if we don't have a good health. So that's very clear. Everybody agree with that. So one hadith, just to emphasize that understanding, one hadith which is famous with the heading, like 5 before 5. That is very favorite hadith. I like that hadith very much. And we have given one khutbah only on that hadith. So what hadith says, take benefit of 5 before 5. So your life before your death. Oh, sorry, we will start from. So your youth before your old age, your health before your sickness, which is today's topic, your wealth before your poverty, and your free time before your engagement and preoccupied, and your life before your death. So this five before five comprise everything what is important. So health is so important, and we need to take benefit from our good health, and we need to take care of our good health. And then another hadith, there are two blessings which many people waste because we don't realize it. We take it as granted. So what are those two blessings, great blessings? Health and free time. So these two things which we take as granted and we waste. This is a hadith of Bukhari. And Quran says, anyone who tampers with God's grace or blessings after it has been bestowed on him will find God to be stern in punishment. So there is a punishment if we don't recognize or don't utilize those blessings and we temper those blessings. So for example, good health. So if we temper our health, we will get punishment. Definitely we will get result in this world of the consequences of having a bad health. So and the smoking, vaping and all those things are very good example how we temper our health. So those are very, very common things which can impact our health. So we will see that as well. So that is the importance of health. So now we have two types of health, spiritual health and physical health. So spiritual health, Quran also talk about spiritual health. Like what does that mean? So, you know, one ayah, and because, you know, our faith, our belief is directly related with our health, physical health as well. So whatever we think, it impacts our physical health. So that's why spiritual health is also very important. So Quran says, and as for those in whose hearts is a disease, it adds uncleanness to their uncleanness, and they die while they are unbelievers. So this is Surah Tawbah. So what is the point of this mentioning of this ayah is the disease on hearts. So there is like a spiritual disease. And so, you know, our religion, Islam, has five pillars of Islam. They directly improves our spiritual health. You know, look at the salah. So our salah directly increase our spiritual health. Also, everything which we do in worship has a spiritual benefit and a physical benefit as well. Salah, you know, wudu. So wudu is very important part of our salah. And then when we maintain wudu, and we can easily, you know, understand the benefit of wudu. And then we have fasting, and fasting has so many benefit. We can write whole books. We have books actually on benefit of fasting. And now nowadays, actually, this Western world is promoting fasting as intermittent fasting. There is a website called dofasting.com, and you will be surprised to realize those people are promoting fasting like 2 days a week, which is actually sunnah, as a beneficial thing in your life. And keep a window, like 6-hour window for eating, which is actually fasting. So this is called intermittent fasting. And Japanese scientist says if in whole year you fast for 20 days, it has great benefit on your health, which is actually 30 days for us, but they reduce to 20 days because they don't want to endorse fasting. So that's actually the benefit of fasting as well. So you can see, so everything, our Hajj, charity, you know, charity, the spiritual health, we reduce the love of wealth in our hearts. So this is spiritual health. So all our spiritual activities or worships improves our spiritual health, which actually improves our mental health. And nowadays, you know, the big problem in our cities is mental health issues. Even each workplace is talking about mental health. Even cities, countries, they are talking about mental health. And we have seen consequences of mental health in these cities as well. When someone is so, you know, depressed, and you can see the reaction, how it, what result we get from it. So mental health is very important. So now we will talk about physical health. So how, there are a few tips or few things which I want to mention. The idea of this topic come from a book, Adab-e-Zindagi, written by Maulana Yusuf Islahi. I was just reading because when my turn comes, I look for the topics. So last month I said Islamic guide of social media, how to use social media. So suddenly when I read that book, when I see manners of health, I said, okay, amazing topic. So I gathered these points from the book written by Maulana Yusuf Islahi called Adab-e-Zindagi. So that's actually the second topic of that book is manners of health. So the first thing he mentioned, always stay active and vibrant and happy. You know, when we live, sometimes, you feel happy when you see someone and you really feel happy suddenly only by looking at him because he lives so happy life. So that's actually that's the model or that's the way we need to live, like a happy life, stay active, and then remove all the negative things from our lives, like anger, jealousy, envies, or any negative thing which actually make you down and spiritually and mentally and physically, and you look so depressed and lazy. So other people also, become sad to see you. So we need to live a happy life. And, Hazur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that one beautiful dua, which is actually mentioned in the book of daily prayers as well, like supplications. What is that dua? Allahumma inni a'udhubika min al-hammi wal-huzni wal-ajzi wal-kasali wal-bukhli wal-jubni wa-zala'id-daini wa-ghalabat al-rijal. So there are so many things which Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in daily supplication. What is that? Like, I take refuge in you from anxiety and sorrow. You know what is hammi and huzni? Hammi means, anxiety means something bothers you for future. You are so worried about things. That's actually hum. And huzn means something happened in the past and you are sad. So that's actually the thing. And then so many things, weakness, laziness, miserliness, and then burden of death and from being overpowered by men. Like, you are so weak, people take over, people suppress you. So that's actually the dua Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. And this dua is so authentic, it's mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim as well. So this is the importance of stay active and seek protection. So hadiths mention actually to stay active and protection from laziness. And then, come out of comfort zone. So second, when we start living, we go into our comfort zone. So to achieve anything, you need to come out from your comfort zone. So what does that mean? Like, we need to work hard, we need to struggle and get ready for any challenges in our life, so which may arise. So, we don't need to live in so much luxuries. So we become like so lazy and, we cannot tolerate any unwanted situations. And then, we need to work hard, we need to involve in exercise and sports. So this is second point. Definitely, everybody agree, if we have to maintain a good health, the diet is very important, the controlled diet. So that's what we are talking about, Islamic manners of good maintaining good health, how we can maintain good health. And, our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned all these things. So we have very limited time, we cannot comprise everything right now, but the handout will be here at the end, you can see that points. So the third point is controlled diet. We need to eat healthy, like on time, and we need to eat slowly. We need to chew properly. This is all sunnah method. These are mentioned actually in hadith. These things which I gathered here in this handout. So there is some hadith. Don't indulge in overeating because it would quench the light of faith within your hearts. When we overfed ourselves, it impacts our hearts as well. And it impacts your faith. So this is actually hadith, which is mentioned in hadith. And then, so many benefit in fruits, which are mentioned in Quran, dates, pomegranates, figs, zaitun, olives. So all these things are mentioned in Quran. So Quran talk about healthy eating as well. So then control sleep. The sunnah method is, wake up early and go to bed early. But definitely it's so hard nowadays in our busy lives. We can see our schedule and we can find out, so we need to have a moderate sleep as well. Sleep is so important in our life, and you can search and you can find benefit and disadvantage if we don't sleep properly. Control, I didn't find a better word in English, like nafs, zapt, like control your desires. So that's actually another thing which impacts your health. So what is that actually? Controlling your nafs and desires from where? So it impacts our You know, because if we have any desires to do any bad things, that impacts our health and our mental health and our physical health as well. So protect our eyes. So this is actually the thing. The zina of the eye is the lustful look. It's a part of a big hadith. So we need to protect our eyes from watching any bad thing as well. So that's actually controlling our nafs, which impacts our health. So, and then, you know, we need to take care of our eyes, not from looking at bad things, but physically. Like if we need to control, we need to protect our eyes from sun, direct sunshine, and we need to maintain a proper light when we study. So these are, you know, why we are talking. Our health is a pledge, is amana from Allah. Don't think I am giving a lecture on health. It's actually I am talking about health in the light of Quran and Sunnah. So that's the thing. So we need, this is amana, and we need to, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, you have your, even your eyes have rights upon you. So we have, each part of our body has rights, and we need to maintain it well and use it well. And similarly, teeth. There was an occasion Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw someone, and while he was talking, his teeth was yellow. So Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, why your teeth are yellow? Don't you do miswak? So the importance of miswak is very well known, and we need to do, you know, either miswak or brush your teeth and visit a dentist as well. And then the last thing, like cleanliness, ghusl. And, you know, personal hygiene is so important. I was so happy. There was one seminar, a small workshop in Masjid Bilal in Scarborough for youth. So to understand that personal hygiene Islamically for our youth is so important. So that they actually did a workshop, and it was very good for youth. So I think we need to pay attention on that as well. Harmful things like smoking, vaping. You know, nowadays, look at this, vaping. I heard in some schools, public schools, vaping is so common. So, and we can see actually the harmfulness of vaping now. We hear news all the time in US and even Canada, we have fatalities because of that. So vaping, don't take it easy as well. And the bottom line is the be moderate in our lives. Whatever we do, we need to do in moderate situation. Like there is a beautiful hadith. So I will just conclude on that hadith. Do good deeds properly, sincerely, and moderately. Always adopt a middle, moderate, and regular course, whereby you will reach your target, which is actually paradise. So this is hadith from Bukhari. So I will conclude on this. So this handout is available over there if anybody is interested to see these points. May Allah make me follow these teachings. Definitely when we stand up and talk, the feeling come in our mind like, are we following ourselves? So may Allah make me first able to follow these teachings, and may Allah make a means of reminder for everybody who is present here. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.